Children in white and brown uniforms stand in formation after being summoned by the teacher's bell at Luwakot Primary School in Malakal County in Upper Nile State. One of the challenges for Upper Nile State is that most teachers are of Arabic language background, while the new curriculum is in English. Another problem is lack of qualified trained teachers and low wages for those who teach. Angelo Jamikwatch is a class teacher at Luwakot Primary School.
The teacher received a less salary, so it does not encourage him to work. Also, some teachers refuse this profession because they receive less salary.
Niagila Omanjeng, head teacher at Luwakot Primary School, agrees.
We have problems. First is training and then our salaries. The teachers are really suffering. In spite of all of this, we are committed to teaching.
One of the teachers committed to teaching at Luwakot Primary School is Martha Angelo. In a classroom, children are sitting on a dusty floor as the teacher uses her fingers to teach them mathematics.
These children understand because I bring the lesson to their level. Like these numbers, I show them samples with my fingers, and I use their fingers as well. Those who do not understand English, I explain to them in Arabic so they can understand.
Most of the schools that are owned and run by private entities or communities in Upper Nile State perform better and have good facilities. One of them is St. Luwanga Catholic Primary and Secondary School, where in one class students sit at decent-looking desks as they receive their lessons. The head teacher of St. Luwanga Primary and Secondary School is Dominic Joseph Bilayik.
We are trying a level base to achieve the goals of education, to change the situation, because if you want the peace could be changed according to the level of the education.
Simon Maluka Beer, a student at St. Luwanga Secondary School, is satisfied with his education there.
I don't see problem in St. Luwanga because we have teachers and we have everything here. They are supplying everything, no problem.
Danielle Wall-Jock, Minister of Education in Malakal, acknowledges that the teachers' salaries in government schools are so low that they cannot cater for basic needs, such as buying cereals or sorghum, known as dura.
A bag of dura in Malakal town or in other part of the state costs about 450 SSP, whereas the salary of a teacher is only 273. So it forces most of them, especially the privileged ones who have acquired good education, to abandon their profession and look for other professions.
Mr. Jock says the only way to resolve the problem is to give teachers better packages to motivate them and to make them more committed and loyal to their profession. Deanne Penn, United Nations.